I didn't know what other song to pick about, you know, having sex in the number. Maybe there's a number song out there, but Alex blew my mind yesterday on the show. She's like, I always talk to guys on Bumbler, Tinder when we're getting serious, and I ask them, hey, what's your number? How many people have you been with, like, in the bedroom? And I don't know if I've ever asked a girl. I might have wondered, but I know for sure with my wife, Lindsay, I've never asked her, and she's never asked me.
That blows my mind. You can comment on Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show, and then Facebook Radio Now 100.9. Miss Toya commented on Instagram, you could ask, but who says they will tell you the correct number? You will never really know. That's true.
What if they lie to you?
My last ex told me that his number, I think when we first started dating, was like, I think he said like, oh, it's 3 or 4. And then later he a couple weeks later, he's like, hey, I need to tell you something. I lied. My number's really like 9 or 10 or something like that. And I was like, are you kidding me? Like, I wasn't pissed about the number. I was pissed that he lied about it. So she's absolutely right.
And here's the thing too. Even if they're honest, like, let's say you weren't waiting to be married and you did have sex. Let's say you were with two guys, Alex, like every guy you've been in a relationship with. But guy's like, wait, do I have to double that number? She's been with 4? Or is it even more? Because you start to speculate and wonder. That's why it's better not even to know. Let's talk to Mike. Mike, you've been married 17 years. Do you know the number?
No, I have no clue. I've never asked. And the flip side of it is that I've told so many different stories about women that I've been with that I've kind of blurred the line of truth and fiction. I don't even remember what my number is now.
Oh, you mean before you were married, like with your guy friends and stuff, you'd like fib?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally did her, but at this point, I don't remember if I did or not. But I, you know, because I told everybody I did, but maybe I did. I don't know. I don't remember.
You know, like, I kind of along the lines of Mike, like, I haven't been with that many women, but I haven't told my wife this, but I don't even think I know the number of people I've been with. Not like it's that big of a number, but I don't know every girl that I've been with because there's been, like, a one-night stand and stuff. Yeah.
Mine's less than 10, I think, but
I think mine's more than that. I think mine's more than 10. I'm not doing that to brag. I wish mine was only one, just my wife, but unfortunately,
Do you?
Well... No, I'm kind of glad. I mean, they're all learning experiences.
I can't imagine you as somebody that would only, like, that you could be content with only having sex with your wife, like, or knowing that you don't, because I feel like you are the type of person that would wonder, like, what would it have been like with somebody else if you hadn't had sex before you were married?
All right, let's go here. Hey, good morning. Wait, is this my wife? Hey, Lindsay.
That's Lindsay.
Lindsay. Hey.
Hello.
What up? What are you doing up so early this morning? Okay, good to hear you. Question for you, I guess, since we're asking everybody else. Do you agree with Alex? Like, because I guess you kind of heard, I don't know my number, but if I did, would you want to know it?
At this point, no.
Why have you never asked?
I don't know, I guess. I mean, I never really talked about it with anybody I dated. I guess it just never really mattered to me.
What if my number, though, what if my number, like, we were dating years ago, whenever that was, and my number was, like, 25 guys, girls. Sorry, that'd be weird. She's like, wait a minute, are you interested in me or not? No, but, like, what if I knew that? Would that kind of bother you?
I mean, it probably kind of would have if I had known. And maybe that's why, like, I never brought it up, like, not just with you, but with anybody, like, because I feel like if it's in the past, it shouldn't necessarily matter, but at the same time, like, that would kind of bother me, because I already know, like, even though we've never talked about it, I'm positive that your number is higher than mine.
Well, when you're this attractive, it's hard to keep people away.
Oh, my God. Hey, Lindsay, I want you to answer this tweet. Mary tweeted us at Joe and Alex Show. Anyone who says they don't want to know is a skank. Of course, this is something you should talk about with spouses.
Really? A skank? Like, I feel like that's kind of harsh. I don't know. Like, I don't think it's weird that we haven't talked about it. Like, I'm sure there are other couples out there who are married who have never talked about it. Like, it's just, like I said, we started dating and it's like, it's in the past. Like,
I'm glad.
I'm the one he married. Like, why does it matter?
I'm just glad my wife agrees with me. Cause honestly, like, I don't know what your number is, but I don't want to know. Cause here's what I do know. I know one guy that my wife hooked up with
because you like actually knew him.
Yeah, but I also know where you guys hooked up with. Like, I don't even want to talk about it anymore, but I love you. And I hope you have a good day.
I love you too.
All right, give Benny and Patty kisses.
Oh my God.
Paddington's been crying since he heard the phone ring.
Oh man. All right. Thanks, Lindsay. Have a good one.
All right, you guys too.
Bye.
Bye.
She's actually, I think, going to a job today. So she's doing that.
Oh, she got a job?
Well, part-time. Dyslexia Institute of Indianapolis. Oh. So
Nicole tweeted us at Joan Alex Show. I get that you are waiting until marriage, Alex. Do you ask just to find out if they hold sex to the same priority as you? I do. That's definitely important to me. Like, I would love if a guy was also like, hey, I'm waiting until I'm married. But also, I'm just curious. Like, I feel like I'm a unicorn. Like, it's very hard.
I was just going to say unicorn.
It's very hard, first of all, to find girls that are waiting until they're married, but it's even harder to find guys that are waiting until they're married now. And so when I never expect a guy to actually say, I'm waiting until I'm married to have sex, because it's like so hard for me to find. Like, one person I've ever gone on a date with ever has told me that he genuinely was a virgin. Everyone else has had sex at least once. So it's hard to find that. So now it's just become a curiosity thing.
317-239-1009. Amanda, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Do you know your partner's number? Is that something you ask?
Actually, it'd be my number that I'd be afraid to share. I'm a recovering sex addict.
Really?
Really?
Yes. And right now I'm actually abstinent. I've gone for abstinence because I know that I can't do it. And I just can't do it. And so my number is not something I would share with my spouse, and it's a little over 20. I had stopped before it got too bad because I recognized it, and I just wouldn't want to share that with anyone because it's part of my past that I'm ashamed of.
Now, thank you, first of all, so much for opening up and sharing that. How did you discover or come to the conclusion, hey, I have an addiction to sex? Like, how did you discover that or realize that?
Well, the fact that I would want it so bad that I'd be finding random strangers and I wouldn't care who it was. I would just go for it. And it was getting in the way of my life. It was distracting me. Just the urges, the sudden really, really bad need for it. That was just overwhelming. And I would just have to have it. I'd get it. And then I'd be happy for my high. And that's when I started to realize that I was showing signs of addiction. And so I deleted all of my dating apps. I just took a step, and I still struggle with it all the time.
How old are you?
I'm about 19.
So when did this start for you?
Right after I lost my virginity.
How old was that? How old were you when you lost your virginity?
15.
Wow, so that is only in a short amount of years. Do your parents know?
No.
Did you ever go through any, and if this is way too personal, you don't have to answer at all, but did you go through something that was traumatic that triggered this, you feel like, for you?
Actually, I do. I'm a young parent, but that's not what triggered it. A year after I had my son, I was raped, and it kind of lost my worth for my body.
Yeah. Have you tried going and seeing a therapist and stuff like that, and that's why, like, what's helped you start taking the steps and stuff because you've realized that you have an addiction?
I have. I actually go regularly, and it helps a lot.
That's awesome. Wow. This is just like really eye-opening.
Yeah, well, no, for sure.
That makes sense. I feel like one day, you know, especially for you, like if you do choose to share your number with somebody, then you're going to know like that person is probably the one and super special to you. And that's going to be a super intimate, close moment for sure.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for calling
us.
Thanks
for sharing. Wow. That was deep.
That was deep.